Hello to an impossible family. This is Rashawn doing another mini review for the 2000 series Girlfriends. It has recently just gotten on Netflix, and me, I was someone who occasionally flipped through TV back in the day, maybe saw an episode or two. I was more of a one-on-one fan. And a Parker's fan and Moesha, but I really never got down to watch like all of Girlfriends ever when it was airing. So now that all these shows from like the 90s and early 2000s are popping up on Netflix, it's good to go watch these shows again and just like catch up on them. It's been a while. Going back to my rewatch of Girlfriends and watching the whole entire series from season 1 all the way to season 8, this was a good show in the early 2000s. A lot of stuff doesn't age that well, but I have to say I enjoyed myself watching it. I enjoyed watching Tracy Ellis Ross, Golden Brooks, Persia White, Jill Marie Jones, and Reggie Hayes on the show as the main cast of characters. Because you have Joan, played by Tracy Ellis Ross. You have Maya Wilkes, played by Golden Brooks. You have Lynn Searcy, played by Persia White. And you have Tony Childs, played by Jill Marie Jones. And you have William Dent, played by Reggie Hayes, as these are the main cast of people of the show. I have to say, I didn't know that William was a Republican back in the day. When I would catch episodes, that was kind of shocking to me. I was like, huh, black Republican. Did not see that coming. But didn't mind it. It was fitting for the character because of the character dilemmas in certain situations. Well, I have to say, I didn't. I also was privy to learn that this show is also in a connected black universe of TV series back in the day, because Girlfriends is connected to Moesha, which is connected to the Parkers, which is connected to the game as well. And I was surprised to see all these shows were all like a black television cinematic universe for all of them, because of the creator having worked on Moesha back in the day, Mara Brooks Akil, basically watching her be a writer on Moesha and bringing in one character or two from Moesha over into Girlfriends to play that same character, connecting that TV series with Girlfriends, and having had that happen, you connect it to the Parkers, which is now on Netflix as well, and you connect Girlfriends to the spinoff series, The Game, that ran for like 9 seasons. And it's just interesting to see like all these black shows that were from like the early 90s mid 90s to the early 2000s, and then have like The Game be something that lasted from mid 2000s to past like 2010, 11, around there. It's just interesting, like all these shows were all interconnected and weaved together. which was nice. But for Girlfriends, I was surprised at how much I really enjoyed the show. I enjoy messiness. I enjoy friendship. I enjoy just seeing, like, the four black women and a black man just be friends and just seeing them deal with everyday life, from relationships to dealing with their children, dealing with personal issues of race, some of them being adopted, dealing with those issues that you can actually relate to. It was very interesting for the whole watch for all 8 seasons. And the only thing I had issue with was kind of like how it ended, because it really didn't get the proper ending it needed. Season 8 ended on 13 episodes, with the thought that they were going to have more episodes in the future. But since the transitional change from UPN to the CW, they kind of just wiped the slate off all their sitcom shows, and Girlfriends kind of got shafted in that last season, because it only had 13, and when it should have got the full 22 to properly end the series and everything else like that. But it's sad. Kind of sucked it, just like after watching them and just like realizing, wow, there was more for the show to actually go on, but it never really got that chance. I kind of wish there was a way to do, I don't know, a 10-year or something. Like some, maybe like a revival, or like a way to finish off like the show properly. Because just ending on a show with no real ending, it kind of sucks. And it kind of happened to a lot of those shows back in the day, kind of like with Moesha, that never got a resolution, the Parkers, One-on-One. A lot of those shows really were, like, really good shows, but when it came down to, like, cancellations, when it was gone, it was gone, and a lot of storylines, a lot of things like that just never got resolved, and it kind of sucks. I wish, like, some of these shows actually got a chance. But I have to say, if you got time, you got time to kill, and you want to watch something from the early 2000s to like 2008, I'd say go watch Girlfriends. It'll be very enjoyable for you. It was for me, a lot of laughs, and it still holds up. So go check it out.